After more than a year without a parliament, voters are lining up for hours in Guinea-Bissau to elect a new one. Nearly a million people are registered to vote with hopes this time there'll be change.
We have been in crisis for 4 years. Prices of basic necessities have risen. Taxes have risen significantly.
More than 20 political parties are contesting 100 seats in parliament after President Umaro Sissoco Embalo dissolved it last May, accusing some MPs of corruption, and that was a few months after an attempted coup. Friday marked the last day of campaigning, with thousands showing up to a rally in support of the two main political parties. President Embalo has been criticized for seeking to change the constitution and expand his grip on power. Guinea-Bissau's political system allows the majority party or coalition to appoint the government, but the president can dismiss it in some instances. This has led to political infighting and division in the past. People say they want candidates who will prioritize their needs.
Whoever wins must put the people first. He must not be in charge to take advantage of the people, but must work so the people can benefit.
Guinea-Bissau has faced years of political and economic turmoil. Food prices have gone up and many are struggling to earn a living.
The future prime minister must focus on education and health. That has to be a priority. He must also fight hunger because people are tired.
We want peace and tranquility. We also want our cashew nuts to be bought and our children to go to school.
It's unclear if one party will emerge with an outright majority, but voters here hope their new lawmakers will bring about changes that will improve their lives. Rahila Mohammed, Al Jazeera.
Authorities in Senegal have cut access to mobile